Faculty Demands Cornell U Published Data on the Race of Professors' Spouses. By Tom Sikata on September 13, 2020. The Cornell Faculty Coalition made a series of demands in a letter published last week as part of a larger campaign to promote social justice. In one part of the letter, the coalition demanded a racial breakdown of faculty spouses and that Cornell abolish colorblind recruitment policies. The Cornell Faculty Coalition published a letter last week in which they made a series of demands to address alleged racial injustices committed by the university. The professors behind the letter claim that Cornell owes its successes to the fact that it sits on land that was formerly occupied by Native Americans. "We can no longer ignore the land and the labor at the core of the foundation of Cornell University's endowment," the letter reads. The Ithaca campus occupies the traditional homelands of the Gayoga Hono. The Cayuga Nation, and Cornell's other campuses and properties are in the traditional territories of likely every indigenous nation in the state. In one portion of the letter, the coalition demands that data on the racial demographics of faculty spouses be made available to the public. The coalition claims that the data would be used to ensure that spouses hired by the university are diverse. "Abolish colorblind recruitment policies and practices in partner/spousal hiring and replace them with intentionally anti-racist policies and practices. In particular, A. Offer partner/spousal hires to all BIPOC faculty, including assistant professors. B. Create a centralized funding pool for partner/spousal hires instead of taking lines from departments. C. Make data on racial demographics of partner/spousal hires publicly available. D. Provide housing assistance to faculty as is done at Cornell's peer institutions." Breitbart News reported in June that George Washington University Law School professor Jonathan Turley had condemned Cornell Law School over its treatment of Professor William Jacobson after he published criticisms of the Black Lives Matter movement on his popular legal news blog. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.